Hey there, Focus Factory fam. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let's talk about something that trips us all up, right? That relentless pursuit of perfection. The one where we're constantly striving for an impossible standard. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, always chasing this elusive, perfect life? We live in a world that glorifies flawlessness, doesn't it? Social media feeds filled with picture-perfect moments, curated online personas. It all adds up to this pressure to be, well, perfect. But here's the truth bomb. Perfection is a myth, a slippery slope that leads to burnout, anxiety, and ultimately, unhappiness. It's time to ditch the unattainable ideal and embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. Now, I know what you're thinking, Leo, easy for you to say. But trust me, this isn't about giving up on your goals or settling for mediocrity. This is about shifting your mindset, recognizing that progress over perfection is the real game changer. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you break free from the shackles of perfectionism and unlock a whole new level of freedom. First off, understand that perfection is subjective. What's perfect for one person might be utterly disastrous for another. There are no universal standards here, only individual preferences and experiences. Don't let someone else's definition of perfect dictate your own path. Think about it. What do you think of when someone says perfect? Is it truly a good thing? Or is it more like, well, boring? A little bit bland? We all have our quirks, those unique little things that make us who we are, and they're pretty darn awesome. Second, failure is not the enemy, it's your greatest teacher. Every stumble, every setback is an opportunity to learn, adapt, and grow. Think of Thomas Edison. He didn't invent the light bulb on his first try. He failed countless times before finally striking gold. Imagine if he'd given up after those initial setbacks. Third, celebrate your wins, big and small. We often get so caught up in chasing the next goal that we forget to appreciate our accomplishments along the way. Take a moment to acknowledge your progress, savor your successes, and give yourself a pat on the back. You deserve it. Remember, even climbing Mount Everest is one step at a time. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend. Be gentle with yourself when things don't go as planned, forgive your mistakes, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, imperfections and all. You know that feeling when you trip and fall? Ouch! But what do? Get back up, dust yourself off, and keep going. That's the spirit we need to cultivate in every aspect of our lives. And finally, remember that your worth is not defined by your achievements or your perceived level of perfection. You are a unique and valuable individual, regardless of what you accomplish or how flawlessly you execute your tasks. Embrace your strengths, acknowledge your weaknesses, and above all, remember to be kind to yourself. Think about a time when you put too much pressure on yourself to be perfect. Maybe it was that presentation at work, or trying to bake the most amazing birthday cake ever. What happened? Did you reach the seemingly impossible standard of perfection? Probably not, right? And chances are, it wasn't even as enjoyable as it could have been because you were so focused on getting everything just right. So next time you find yourself slipping into that perfectionist mindset, remember these 5 key takeaways. Celebrate your wins, embrace imperfection, practice self-compassion, learn from your failures, and most importantly, remember your worth is not defined by your achievements. You've got this. Now go out there and rock the world, one imperfect step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little nudge towards embracing their own awesomeness. And let me know your thoughts on social media. What are some of your strategies for letting go of perfectionism? I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.